moss. More moss to the people, yeah, more moss. More moss to the people, yeah, more moss. More moss to the people. Welcome to More Moss to the People podcast. My name is Asa and I'm your host. Why this podcast? Why now? As I see it, from my perspective in Västerås, Sweden, as a 55-year-old woman who has lived more years trying to accommodate everyone else's needs before my own, I've been learning some new languaging as of late. Languaging like boundaries, codependency, people-pleasing, good girl syndrome. You name it, I've had it. Or I do it. I've heard the terms before, of course, but now they have been revealed to me in a way that there is no question that the time for change for me and for many others is now. I personally have been transitioning out of a karmic cycle of every one of these behaviors, and I am still learning every day from my mentors, sisters, brothers, guides, angels, God, spirit, other human beings, simply doing the best they can for themselves first, putting their own oxygen mask on first. That is something completely foreign to me, and it's admirable at best, and I love it. I love to see it. I love to witness it. So they're also choosing to live a life of authentic truth, no matter how the cards may fall. That, to me, is total strength. To take the vulnerable step of showing up in our own lives without a mask on and simply knowing we are perfect just as we are and nothing more is required of us but to be ourselves. That's certainly a lesson for me. It is a part of my life's journey. It is something I am learning and I'm loving to share. I love meeting new people, hearing other stories, sharing stories, and growing together through simple, beautiful conversation. The only things that matter in life, really, are love. It matters not what we have at the end of the day, only who we are. Join in the conversation of living a life of simplicity, taking ownership of our own joy, showing up for ourselves, slowing down our pace, and returning to the moss where all the answers lie.